That was terrible. But it was. It should sound like a waterfall, not pretty. You know, it's just like, oh, water coming down. And I thought banjo when I was a kid, there was some recordings of Bill Emerson, and he did. We recorded them at Frank Wakefield. And I had some of these recordings, and they were really fast banjo. And of course, when I was a kid, I listened to that, and I just spin around in the living room. And, you know, I just wanted to be able to do that. And I thought, if I could do that, I would sit in the woods all day and play. You know, I wanted to do nothing else for the rest of my life and just be able to play like that. I think that was the big inspiration, you know, for playing really fast. We don't do that anymore. You know, I know why. It actually seems to be fun. And, practice a little, I might be off the speed again, but this is
That was pretty amazing.
but I think the banjo is the only instrument that can do that kind of sound. You know, there's a few things that only a banjo can do, and that's one of them. And some maybe not that necessary to do, but but there's a sound.
But Jens is constantly doing this. When he plays a new piece, it's usually a picture out of nature that is his biggest inspiration for that. We have so many of them, from real slow tunes to real, you know, like fast ones like this, that this reminded me of. And then also like in a picture in your head, and that's what he takes as his focal point.
Yes. But that's, you know, I mean, this is not a workshop about me, this is a workshop about general banjo playing, and I hope that I have some answers for your own needs, you know, that maybe help you. Regarding, you know, the amount of playing, I think is a very serious question. I think it's not important to play that much, but it's important to play the kind of what you want to do. Let's say, if you want to improve your speed, it is a good idea to take a very easy piece like Cumberland Gap or something like that, you know, that you can master well, and then just really speed it up, you know. Really play it as fast as you can, because you learn by stumbling. You know, you don't learn by being in a secure place. It's like when you watch children, they run and then they fall. You know, some people, you know, there's two approaches basically. In the classical music, it is the approach, never make a mistake. Play as perfect as you can, and then take a metronome and slowly start getting faster. That's one of the approaches, you know, that actually works. But I've seen a lot of, especially kids, you know, becoming fairly fast banjo players. I'm just talking about the dexterity, right? The ability to play. But I've seen a lot of kids being able to do that by just doing everything wrong, right? It's like children. They don't learn to walk perfect before they start running. They run and then they fail. And because of that moment failure, there's something happening that says, oh no, let's try not to do that again. You know what I mean? And it's the same with music, with the difference you don't hurt yourself. So the nice thing is, you know, if you really want to play faster, play as fast as you can and don't worry so much about stumbling. Just, you know, constantly play fast. That's actually one of the good approaches, you know, I think they work. You know, really just wanting to play faster, building up the strength. There's a lot of strength it takes, you know, to play fast. It takes muscles to play fast. So if you don't play fast, it's very hard to build up these muscles and to also have that mental mindset. Now, if you can play one tune, a simple tune like Cumberland Gap, fairly fast, you know how it feels to play something fairly fast. And because you know how that feels, you can also apply it to other songs, right? So you don't. So it sort of starts to sort of be in everything a little bit because you know how that feels. Does that make sense? You know, so I think this is a very important question. So, and then for practice and hours, of course, I played a lot when I was a kid, and I still play a lot. But I've seen people advance fairly quickly just by playing every day. You know, and also thinking about it is interesting. You don't need to have the instrument in your hands at all times. You can also think of playing. Can you imagine playing a C chord? You know. And now while you're imagining this, actually you're playing it. It's an interesting thing that you, that if your mind is at the music also while you're driving or, you know, doing something that you can do half automatically, you're playing in your mind. I found myself, I was in situations where I couldn't play, take the banjo out because I'm in an airplane or I'm on the road or somewhere just occupied, and I have dead time. You know, I'm sitting around again. And if I can actually think about the music, it almost goes as practice time. It's a wonderful thing. You can use that time that you have dead time during the day, you know, and think of playing. And I think that is a lot, that really helps you to imagining, because while you play in the end, you start imagining. For instance, I give you an example. I retune my banjo quite often, and there's tunes, you know, that I have to memorize. And because on stage, for instance, the sound is not always as optimal as it is here, it can be very difficult, and you don't hear yourself at all. There's a lot of bass, you know, from the side of the stage coming out. Of course, this doesn't interest you maybe, but it's just, I'm telling you the fact that you can be on stage and you're pretty much lost because you can't hear yourself. And it's very difficult. So you just have to rely on your inner idea of the music and then just execute it, you know. So we sometimes, you know, this is G tuning. But I have tunes I've written in C tuning, right? And then I just play them in G tuning. It sounds totally wrong. It's completely wrong. But my fingers and my mind ignore everything that's happened worldly, and it's just in me. And so it sounds terrible. But for me, it's an amazing practice just to plow through an arrangement, not just playing the entirely wrong things. It's so you could actually also play falling out breakdown and say